Chapter 4. Waking up after death in this valley by this river, he had been powerless to defend himself against the doubts that existed in every man exposed to an early religious conditioning and to an adult society which preached its convictions at every chance. Now, seeing the alien approach, he was sure that there was some other explanation for this event than a supernatural one. There was a physical, a scientific reason for his being here. He didn't have to resort to Judeo-Christian-Muslim myths for cause. The creature, it undoubtedly was a male, was a biped about 6 feet 8 inches tall. The pink-skinned body was very thin. There were 3 fingers and a thumb on each hand, and 4 very long and thin toes on each foot. There were 2 dark red spots below the male nipples on the chest. The face was semi-human. Thick black eyebrows swept down to the protruding cheekbones and flared out to cover them with a brownish down. The sides of his nostrils were fringed with a thin membrane about 1/16 of an inch long. The thick pad of cartilage on the end of his nose was deeply cleft. The lips were thin, leathery, and black. The ears were lobeless, and the convolutions within were non-human. His scrotum looked as if it contained many small testes. He had seen this creature floating in the ranks a few rows away in that nightmare place. The creature stopped a few feet away, smiled, and revealed quite human teeth. He said, "I hope you speak English. However, I can speak with some fluency in Russian, Mandarin Chinese, or Hindustani." Burton felt a slight shock, as if a dog or an ape had spoken to him. "You speak Midwestern American English," he replied. "Quite well, too, although too precisely." "Thank you," the creature said. "I followed you because you seemed the only person with enough sense to get away from that chaos. Perhaps you have some explanation for this, what do you call it, resurrection?" "No more than you," Burton said. "In fact, I don't have any explanation of your existence before or after resurrection." The thick eyebrows of the alien twitched, a gesture which Burton was to find indicated surprise.